two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports. No Scott Mitchell, no Alex Carey tonight. It's Matt Biamonte and KSL Sports TV anchor Sam Farnsworth. And the second half of the Pac-12 championship game has kicked off. And
here we go.
We've talked about it a lot on this show, but things have got to be different. And I guess if you are a Utah fan, you can have some confidence, one, in the coaches, but two, that they've had this experience this season where they've needed strong second half performances.
And the second half has started right. They forced Oregon to punt, three and out. They're already at midfield on offense. This is what we were talking about, Jeremiah. I'm a firm believer that Utah's offense, if they get rolling, they snowball the snowball effect. They start steamrolling forward, and with Utah's defense, they kind of feed off of each other. When one side's doing well, the other side's going to do better. So here we go. Let's see what happens.
Believe it or not, on the show, we are inexplicably going to talk about BYU, even on such a night as Utah with the opportunity to win their first ever Pac-12 championship and potential berth into the college football playoff. We are going to take a quick deviation from the Pac-12 championship game and discuss something that was kind of interesting out of Provo earlier in the week from Kalani Sitake and the BYU football team. They're preparing for the bowl game, and everyone's wondering, is Zach Wilson healthy? Who's going to play at quarterback? And here's what Kalani Sitake had to say about competition at the quarterback position.
Competition was always going to be there. So, going into the game, we thought that Jaren would have been able to hopefully clear, but he didn't. And then Baylor was overcoming some really terrible sickness. That was the issue. But during the week of practice, our guys will always compete. Our guys will always have to work on earning their spot, and that's going to be the case in the next few practices, next few weeks before we hit the game.
Sam, I think this is particularly interesting because earlier in the season, the narrative was always Zach's the starter, Zach's the starter, Zach's the starter. And this has kind of been the first time where he had the opportunity to say, no, Zach Wilson's our quarterback, and if he can't go, then the other guys will go, but it's Zach. And that wasn't really the case here in that cut from Kalani a few days ago.
Ongoing competition. Interesting. I mean, you can read into that however you want.
You're
but
right.
Like you said, the whole time Zach was hurt, Zach was still the quarterback.
Yep.
We just got to get him healthy.
Yep.
Now, they admitted that, you know, his hand wasn't quite right in that last game against San Diego State.
Yeah.
There's a lot of time still between now and Christmas Eve in Hawaii, but so I don't know. I still think that it's got to be Zach. Zach's got to be the guy to at least start the game and see if his hand is good to go or not. And maybe if they're thinking for the future, it's not worth rolling him out there for a bowl game, a meaningless bowl game. I mean, maybe it's meaningful to some, but ultimately
in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, grand scheme of things, it's not. And if it's not worth rolling him out there, okay, fine. But to call it an ongoing competition makes it really interesting because will that carry over beyond this season? You know,
yeah.
Will that competition carry on?
That's what interests me the most. And me and Mitch Harper, so Mitch Harper and myself, we do Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. And Mitch Harper is all in on Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. And I'm not quite as all in as him. And there's been a few games like the San Diego State game where you just wonder, this doesn't seem like the guy who commands the offense and is the face of the program. There's just too many of the Toledo performances, the San Diego State performances that make you wonder if Jaren Hall or mm-hmm. Baylor Romney were the man, what would it look like? And we got a little glimpse of that this year. Not enough to say Zach's no good, he's not the starter, but enough to make you wonder, hey, should there be an actual open competition? And I think the bowl game does have significance for one reason and one reason only, Sam. Zach Wilson needs to play well to show that, hey, I'm the starting quarterback at BYU, and I'm going to be the starter heading into spring football. Because if he has another San Diego State or Toledo performance, it would be tempting to say, this is an open competition. We're going to give Jaren and Baylor a look, because Baylor is now put on scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Jaren has said earlier this week, I'm playing football.
Yeah.
He's playing baseball as well, but a lot of people wonder, oh, man, two concussions so quick together. He's done. No, he has said, I'm playing football. As soon as I'm cleared to go, I'm back. And so very interesting comments from Kalani Sitake, but Zach Wilson needs to play well in this bowl game.
Yeah, he needs to have a Western Michigan type game, right? Was it 18 for 18 or something like that?
Yes.
Last year at the bowl game?
Yep.
He needs to have that kind of a performance.
Because
that bowl performance, you know, the rest of the season he was, I would say, above average.
Yeah,
but that
definitely.
That goes with his youth in the game and his lack of experience, and he was gaining that. That bowl game propelled him into the spring and into camp as, this is the guy. He's going to be great. This offense is going to take a step forward with Zach Wilson.
Yep.
If he has that kind of bowl game again, I think the attitude is similar
yep.
going forward. But when it comes to a leadership standpoint, as far as just from my perspective, what I've read body language-wise, what I see on the field, I still think Zach Wilson provides more of a leadership in the huddle than a Baylor Romney. Baylor Romney seems kind of a timid, passive, quiet-spoken guy to me. His performance has been great.
Yes.
Jaren Hall, or
Jaren,
Jaren
Hall. Yep.
I call him Jalen all the time because of his dad, Kalen.
Yep.
I watched him as a kid. Anyway, Jaren Hall is the guy that I'm a little disappointed we didn't get to see more of because of
yes.
the concussions. I wanted to see him string together a couple of healthy starts because he is a confident guy. He's very athletic. What can he do when he's healthy?
Exactly.
And because of those injuries, so it's hard for me to say Zach Wilson is not the guy going into the spring. It's hard for me to go against Zach Wilson.
And the thing that's so interesting about all of this is you mentioned, we saw flashes from, mm-hmm. from Jaren and Baylor that make you wonder, hey, if given the opportunity, could he provide the spark that BYU needs to win some of these games? It looks like, as we're talking about college football, looks like the Utes have got onto the board. First
there
touchdown for Zach Moss mm-hmm. on a reception from Tyler Huntley. But yeah, I wish we could have seen a little bit more of Jaren Hall, because then we would have a little more sample size to say, hey, maybe this is something that he is a better quarterback. It's all very interesting, and the reason we bring this up is finally Kalani Sitake, you know, it sounds like he's inching closer and closer to this being, hey, if Zach doesn't continue to perform, we're going to open up to some of these other guys. We're going to have to wait and see exactly how it's going to play out, but the bowl game does carry some significance. And you bring up a good point, which was in the Western Michigan game, he has this huge game, then he goes into the offseason, we have all these expectations. The one thing that wasn't talked about enough was he had a serious injury
right.
that didn't allow him to play in spring football. Mm-hmm. And so there wasn't that carryover from summer workouts and spring football, getting on the same page with people, and maybe that played a role into some of the performances this year. Then you got the thumb injury as well. So this dude hasn't really had a chance to be healthy for an off season. So maybe that plays a role as well in Zach becoming that quarterback that we all think he can be.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Kalani says about the quarterback situation, about Zach, the week of the bowl
yep.
game.
Because yep.
if I am correct, I believe there's no media availability until then with the BYU football team.
Yep.
And so it'll be interesting to see, as this narrative kind of kind of goes here and there between fans and media and whatnot, how Kalani will respond the week of the bowl game with when it comes to this situation. And if we'll have a little more information, a little more transparency on whether that hand is good to go or not, you know. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
You said the bowl game is meaningless, and I think it mostly is. Would you play multiple quarterbacks if you were Kalani Sitake?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I was about to answer immediately. Then I was like, well, that's maybe you do. I think a lot of it just depends on, again, if you want Zach to take that step, if you want to see him put together a complete body of work before the season ends, you got to run with him as long as you can. If it's a blowout, you can make a change.
You can't definitively answer. Maybe we need to roll it over to next break, huh? Okay. For what are the odds? A little tease for what are the odds? What are the odds of BYU? And this is a little tease for the next segment. What are the odds BYU plays more than one quarterback?
That's a good question.
We'll add that. We'll add that question to what are the odds. If you're listening to the show, don't go anywhere. What are the odds? One of my favorite segments. We're going to talk about the Utes, Cougars, NBA, lots of good stuff in what are the odds. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to KSL's Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.